Open letter to Ethiopian generals and Prosperity Party officials. Wake up to stop committing crime against the Ethiopian people. Attention to General Ababor Tadis, General Yilma Madassa, General Hassan Ibrahim, General Getachew Gudina and all the other generals and colonels. We hope that you would understand the following call in English. If not, please ask someone to translate the message to you. It is important and it is a final call. Dictators have the ability to manipulate and control their followers, often leading them to commit heinous crimes and atrocities. Many infamous dictators such as Hitler, Mussolini, Pol Pot, Idi Amin, Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, and Colonel Mengistu Haile Mariam convinced their followers that their regimes would last forever, even though history has shown that dictators come and go. After encouraging their followers to commit such crimes, dictators often meet violent death or flee, leaving behind blood-stained armies and cadres. Unfortunately, it is the blind followers who pay the biggest price. In the case of Ethiopia, regrettably, the army gave allegiance to dictator Mengistu Haile Mariam instead of Ethiopia. When it became obvious that the army was about to be defeated, senior generals like General Fantabile, General Dimisi Balto, and many others decided to push him out of the country while he was traveling to East Germany. They made a huge mistake by being too soft on him. They organized a coup d'etat to save the army from defeat, the young soldiers from dying in a senseless war, and bring about peace. However, dictators have a magical power to control the mindless cadres and followers. So these mindless followers went and destroyed the last chance for survival. A few brigades of airborne division went and killed generals like General Dimisi Balto and others on the streets of Asmara. Airborne commandos led by a cadre killed almost all generals who were leading the army in Eritrea. Soon after the massacre of the generals in the streets of Asmara, the dictatorial regime collapsed. That brought the defeat. When the army tried to flee to Sudan, probably 10,000 of the army were massacred by EPLF. The aftermath was a total humiliation. The army was disarmed, put into concentration camps, and eventually released to beg on the street to feed their own kids and wives. Hitler too convinced that his regime lasts for thousands of years and made them believe in the superiority of the Aryan race and defeat was unthinkable. But when he declared Operation Barbarossa, the invasion of the vast Russian territory, it was clear for the real generals that it is too ambitious to wage war on Eastern Front on British and the American allies and wage a war of annihilation of the Soviet Union. Hitler was a simple corporal and an army messenger during the First World War with no education in military science. He is like Abiy Ahmed. Abiy Ahmed too was a messenger and simple radio operator with no knowledge of military science. So the generals like Field Marshal Rommel conspired to stop Hitler for working for the final defeat of Germany. They tried to get rid of Hitler to avoid a disastrous defeat that led to 5.3 million casualties and around 1.1 million dead in Soviet POW camps, and the number of displaced Germans is estimated to be between 12 and 16.5 million. The death toll attributable to the flight and expulsions was estimated at 2.2 million by the West German government in 1958. When the danger is around the corner, professional generals like Rommel and General Dimisi Balto see it at a distance, but dictators are blind to catastrophic failure. No question, Abiy will be defeated. Hitler, like Mengistu, took a revenge by ordering the loyal SS guards to kill the generals. A final call for Abiy's generals. Look, Burhanu Jula to begin with is not a soldier who surrendered to the TPLF in Seman Shoa. He was a soldier of Mengistu Haile Mariam who surrendered to the TPLF and lent his father name Jula to be used by the TPLF to subjugate and kill his own ethnic groups and families. What I want to address the other generals like General Ababor is dictators are not eternal. Despite the tricks and magic of Abiy Ahmed, his regime will last the maximum of 2.5 years. He will be removed either with bullet before the election or the ballet box in 2.5 years. Abiy is the most hated person in Eritrea, Tigray, Amhara, Oromia, Garaje, Gama, Welayeta, Smali, Somalia, the entire Orthodox Christians, Muslims with exception of few Oromo extremists. Even the Protestant prophets who used to defend him start telling prophecy about the unavoidable death in the Manilic Palace. Almost unanimously, all Protestant preachers who often claim to receive a telephone call from God are saying Abby's time is up and he will be dead. Though I don't accept their claims of the prophet's knowledge of God's telephone number, I accept their intuitions and ability to reach on logical conclusion. It is obvious Abby is already gone. It is not a complex anagram that cannot be solved. Dictators always pick the most ignorant and stupid people in the society who have no independent thinking. They brainwash them into believing that Abby is a god, who will live forever and rule for millennia, and that they can commit atrocities in his name without any consequences, because their false god will protect them. The likes of General Ababor, Col. Temujin Tirune, President Sahil Works Yud, Dr. Burhanu Neger, Belit Moller, and Daniel Keberit think Abby is god. For them he is eternal so that they can kill, rape and pillage in the name of the demigod who would protect them. Abby Ahmed, like all dictators, knows that he has to lie and talk about what the people want until he is elected. After the election, he displayed his hatred towards Ethiopia and Ethiopians. So now, if he survives a coup or assassination by his inner circle and bodyguards, he will face Fano from the north and east, and Ola from the west and south. His times are numbered. Therefore, the Ethiopian army needs to align its loyalty with Ethiopia and the Ethiopian people, not a dictator. I was ordered, not acceptable. Saying that one was ordered to kill is not a defense in a law of court. Even if they received such an order, it is in their hand to choose to shoot and kill or to shoot and miss. Similarly, a policeman who interrogates a detainee may take a statement or decide to inflict pain and suffering, and a judge who receives instructions to obstruct justice may choose to harm others or save life and rule of law. Killing without court verdict makes one a criminal. For instance, General Ababor cannot claim that he bombed and killed innocent people because Abby ordered him to do so. He is killing because he enjoys it. He kills because it brings him wealth. He gets land as he kills. He is a mercenary who kills for profit. Some of these murderers think they are clever. They think they can kill as many as they want, and if Abby falls, they will escape to the US to join their families. This will not work. If you want to leave, leave now and say that you disagree with the government's policy of genocide and that you have to away because you could not obey the orders to kill innocent people. Otherwise, don't try that today. You will face the wrath and revenge of the Ethiopian people. Stop being tools of murder, torture, rape, and plunder of the Ethiopian people. Otherwise, you will suffer the same fate as Mengistu's army, or even worse.